The Observation Deck. Speaking of careers being over, with Gordon Keith brought to us by A Number One Air.
Wait, now why do you say that?
Because every day, this segment could lead to your career being over.
My career's just beginning.
I'm not sure that's correct.
I'm not either.
Okay, so there was this luncheon, I guess, that happened on Friday called Variety's Power of Women New York Luncheon.
Variety Magazine.
Yes, Variety Magazine did a Power of Women luncheon, and they honored a few different people, five to be exact. Now, the host of the event was the Saturday Night Live comedian Vanessa Bayer. You know who she is?
Yep.
Okay. So she's doing her opening monologue. Now, the people who are being honored at this thing were Jessica Chastain, Gail King, that's Oprah's big buddy, right?
Yep.
Blake Lively, Audra McDonald, Tina Knowles, Sherry Redstone, and Chelsea Clinton. And Vanessa Bayer quipped, "And they all have one thing in common. None of their moms are president." And the room kind of groaned, and it was very uncomfortable.
Oh, man.
So when Chelsea gets up there to accept her honor, she starts talking about the group's efforts to combat childhood obesity and their accomplishments and so on and so on. So she takes the high road. So she went for 5 minutes, and they thought, well, she's not going to comment on the uncomfortable joke made about her mom losing the race for the White House. But then she started talking about the valuable lessons that her grandmother and her parents taught her about gratitude and persistence. And she closed with the line, "Vanessa, we may be able to say in this room today that no one's mother is currently president, but someday someone's will be."
Yes.
She dropped the mic and walked off. Wow.
Boy, that kind of luncheon, too. That's not the place for that joke, is it?
Right. Power of Women.
Is Vanessa Bayer the outlier on SNL and that she's conservative?
I don't think so. I think she was just making a joke.
She's a bitch, okay?
And it was kind of taken with a groan, and so Chelsea just was... Vanessa was left wide open for Chelsea's Scud missile attack of high roadness. But someone's will be.
I think that's indeed
important. I think that's important. And then some tension down there in New Orleans.
Oh, yes.
Have you followed this, the Confederate thing?
I think this is in part a really crazy story in how they're going about doing this.
So New Orleans, like a lot of southern cities and a lot of states have taken these actions, they're taking down their Confederate monuments. And there's four prominent Confederate monuments in New Orleans that are slated to be taken down. One of them already has. There may be more by this point now. But the Liberty Place Monument, which commemorates whites who tried to topple a biracial post-Civil War government in New Orleans.
And was a common gathering place for the Klan.
Yes. They took that away on a truck in pieces at like 5:30 one morning, a few mornings ago, before the sun had come up, because they had received death threats about taking the thing down, and the workers who were removing it were wearing Kevlar vests and military-style helmets, and scarves that obscured their faces, so their identities would be hidden. These are the workers that are just doing their job to remove the thing after the city council voted to remove these Confederate monuments.
That's in the United States.
Right.
That workers are having to hide their face. It's like the cops who arrest El Chapo. They have to hide their face so that El Chapo's men don't find them. This was in the United States. These guys fear for their lives.
What's wrong with us? I mean, I understand that there is an argument about not taking down the monuments. But death threats?
Right.
Death threats. Yeah. Threatening the workers who were removing the things.
Not only were they had their faces covered and wearing Kevlar vests, they were surrounded. There was an entire one-block perimeter of police snipers looking for people.
They were on buildings with their scopes.
They had cover.
Trained on the crowd, trying to look at for anyone who may be causing trouble.
Wow.
Just to remove a Confederate monument. Now, the three other statues to Confederate generals, Robert E. Lee, P.G.T. Beauregard, and Jeff Davis, the president of the Confederacy, they're going to be removed, if they haven't already, in these today and yesterday and tomorrow, I think, were the days scheduled. So all the legal challenges have been overcome, and they're going to remove these things. So the big debate is, do you remove things that have been there for hundreds of years because the political and cultural climate has changed?
You know, they say that a lot of this is in the wake of the Charleston shooting.
Right, because South Carolina did.
Yeah.
Remember, they were flying the Confederate flag over their state house, basically. And they pulled that down after the shooting that killed 9 parishioners.
Because the killer was waving the Confederate flag, basically. I've always thought it was weird. Because it's our nation's darkest chapter. We were at war with each other.
It was a civil war.
And I don't know why we want to commemorate the side that was, however you want to spin it, it was the side that was in favor of slavery.
It was about states' rights.
Yeah, right. I don't know why we want to keep that alive. In Germany, they don't let you fly the swastika, the Nazi symbols, anywhere, because they want to just get away from that. Mm-hmm. They want to distance because it's a really dark chapter. And I've never understood why anyone would fly a Confederate flag or want to keep these monuments up. It's bizarre to me.
And you had the couple state flags, Mississippi being one of them, that had the Confederate battle flag incorporated into their state flag.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, some states have done that. Like you said, there you can present a case for a memorial. Some of these are up to, you know, to recognize those the fallen of the Confederacy. I can kind of see that, and they were put in place a long, long time ago. It wasn't necessarily what they stood for more than it was they gave their lives to, and there for a while this was, you know, for. The status was this was another country, and it's a way to recognize those who gave their lives.
But isn't it even that the same argument can be made against it, which is we're going to honor those that died to preserve slavery?
Yeah, then you get into that question.
It
about
is a
what
tough
the whole...
one because I guarantee you we probably had family members who died in the Civil War.
Yes. And then that's why some take it very personally, because it's a part of their heritage and they're part of their ancestry. And they make the point, it's not as if even up north that once slavery came to an end under the flag of the United States, well, we didn't let African Americans fight with whites for a long time. You know, there was segregation and it was that way until, I mean, we had to pass legislation in the 1960s. To bring about change nationwide. And it wasn't just in the South.
Well, at some point, where is the line going to be? I'm not saying that I'm against taking these things down. But what about when we get to Jefferson Memorial? The guy was a slave owner.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to honor a president that was a slave owner?
Yeah.
I mean, can't you make the same argument?
Yep.
Why are we honoring that guy? So how many things will we end up pulling down before this is all over with? We'll start with the Confederacy. We'll pull down all the monuments to anybody who was associated with the South. And then, don't we move on to people from up north? Well, I guess Jefferson was a Southerner, but was from Virginia. But still, you could take down his stuff.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? When are you going to stop taking things down? Or... is that part of culture. Culture evolves, and we do take things down, and we do rework our own past and massage our own current monument structures.
We do that every day.
Yeah, so what do we do?
Someday there'll be a dinosaur that's being shot by Union soldiers, and that'll... We'll turn that into American history, just like they did in Idiocracy.
Right.
I don't think we'll ever get that bad.
All right, Gordo, thanks. That's the ODEC News in the News with Gordo, brought to us by D&M Leasing and All-Pro Foundation Repair.
Thank you, Craig. Well, we had an episode of workplace violence yesterday. A guy goes into his office building in Lake Highlands, near the High Five, LBJ in Central area, and he shoots his female supervisor to death, and then he killed himself. Dozens of officers swarmed the building, including agents from the ATF, and they responded to the call to go to this building on LBJ near Schroeder Road. And they evacuated the building at 10:45 a.m. Police shot a locked glass door with a shotgun to get in that office where the bodies were. And that was the only shot that was fired by police, because in there was the man and the woman dead. And neither person's name has been released. The witnesses to the shooting, none of them were injured, but they were all shaken. And SWAT officers searched the building floor by floor to make sure there were no other gunmen and evacuated the people to take shelter. I mean, there were, including some people who were barefoot, that cops just poked their head in and say, come with us now. And women having to leave their cell phones, their shoes, their purse, everything back behind as they get out of the building, because I guess at first they didn't know if there were multiple shooters.
Sounds like those witnesses were shaken and stirred.
Man.
Be more careful with your words. Your word is your bond. One woman says she was on the 10th floor when she heard a commotion coming from down below and heard police say, come out with your hands up. I guess that's before they knew it was one gunman. And
motive?
He was dead. Don't know. They have not released that. Haven't released the names of the victims nor the motives. Motive.
But I come to you for wild speculation. So what do you think was the motive?
Probably a pissed off worker.
News in the News.
He shoots his supervisor.
More questions than answers.
That's got to be what it is. Right? You speculate wildly. You made me do it. You need to be guilty, too.
You ever been in a situation where you've worried about the office violence? That you've had a...
Yes.
A worker that you kind of wondered about, or anywhere? Okay. Yeah. We did it at our former place of employment.
Considering I've only had
worried about
three jobs.
Nothing ever happened in the real room at the movie theater when you were up there messing about?
No, I was treated as a threat one time.
Properly.
One time when the manager fired me because we were having a power struggle over who was going to control the movie theater. I didn't think my boss had the authority to do it. To rule the other
employees.
No, to rule the other employees. So anyway, he fires me, and it was the first time I've ever experienced this. As I'm getting my stuff to leave, he has some security guard with me.
Oh, that's great. He did see you as a threat.
Yes.
But see, corporations do that too now. When people get fired, they have someone escort them around the building. And
now it's
like
commonplace.
It. Yeah.
At the time, I thought this is ridiculous. And I still think it's ridiculous. I think it's crazy when somebody loses their job, even up here, and they have to be watched as they pack up their stuff and they're walked out. It's such a perp walk. They go from being an employee to all of a sudden... You are basically the Unabomber.
Suspicious,
and
yeah.
We are going to make sure that we take you out of here while we're wearing flak jackets.
Did they do that so the employee won't steal a final stack of highlighters or Post-it notes or something? or take property with them that isn't theirs? Or do they really feel that the employee's going to pull out a gun and turn on everybody?
I think it's just a cover your ass deal. I think it's a legal deal. I don't think they really think that the employee, particularly when it's a peaceable, you know, the employee is like accepting of it. And
what was the news story you just had?
Well, okay, that was a bad one. And we don't even know if that person was fired or whatever.
That's what your speculation implied.
But then if you go back in to your place of employment, like, let's say you put a box in your car, right? You've been fired and you load up the box and then you take it out. That's always an embarrassing walk, by the way.
The little cardboard box.
The little cardboard box with your trophies in it.
Anyway.
We want to make sure we're dividing that first story with this is now more fun talk. We're doing fun talk now. This is a different thing entirely. But yeah, the cardboard box with your trophies in it and you're let out. And then if you have more stuff to go back up, they have to escort you back up there with two armed orderlies. What's with that?
Yeah, we were threatened kind of at our old job. We had a crazy guy who was in production at this radio station.
Man, I'm in production. I do the production. I produce things. I produce the world. If I didn't produce the world, you wouldn't have a place to live.
He came out once into the newsroom, and he sat down at a typewriter to hammer out some copy or something. And he,
what's a typewriter?
He pulled out a gun and put it on the desk right next to the typewriter and said, I just can think better when I got my piece by me, and starts typing away.
And it was crazy. And he had a gun.
Freaked out everybody.
Let me start typing. Okay. Heiko.
It was not him.
It wasn't
him. No, it was the boss's best friend, so no one could say anything.
That's crazy.
It was crazy.
Could you imagine that happening now?
But everyone was so afraid to say anything.
Yeah.
And we would have had, the right to say something, and I think we'd have been protected under the law. Maybe not back then.
We were afraid to say anything to him, and he might shoot us, and afraid to say anything to the boss because he might fire us.
So we all just kept our mouths shut.
Didn't the guy have a point, though?
No.
Sometimes you do just think better.
No, you don't.
Oh. That was before you could legally carry, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Did it matter to him?
It was weird. No.
Was he the batting helmet guy?
No. That's the same office, though, the same station where our...
That guy's crazy, too, right? The batting helmet? He wore a batting helmet as casual wear.
At least 3 out of 5 days.
He wore a plastic Cubs batting helmet. Plastic. With dress slacks, a dress shirt, and a tie.
No, okay.
I swear to God.
You guys are lying.
No,
George,
we're not.
I never
lying.
Believe
no,
this story.
I swear to God.
We worked with a lot of strange people.
People wouldn't even wear a baseball cap with a suit and tie.
Unless you're Pat Dye. He used to wear that on the sideline.
Much less a plastic batting helmet.
He's the only human being ever that has worn a plastic batting helmet with dress clothes to work.
You can't wear a batting helmet as casual.
And
it's like
was,
a football. You can't wear a football helmet with casual.
He did it.
He was
just
like,
to keep your hair back. I'm just going to wear this football helmet.
And he was like 35, not 19. Or nine.
Okay, are you sure that it wasn't like a corrective skull formation helmet?
Positive.
Nope.
Positive.
Okay.
Anyway.
Divider. Yeah.
Dallas police, they've lost 244 officers this year, not to violence, but attrition.
Left.
Yeah, that have left. It's getting to the critical point now.
Hate to hear that.
The interim chief, David Pews, says that, he says, every day I get another retirement or resignation that bothers me. I think we're at the point now where we need to be concerned. Imagine not having enough officers to even respond to the calls. The average time, they're wanting to get it under 8 minutes. It's over 8 minutes right now to respond to a call.
May I speak freely?
Yeah.
I'd rather not.
Wow. That showed a lot of courage.
No. How do we not make paying our police officers, taking care of I know the pension thing is a mess, but taking care of them, benefits, how is that not a top priority? How is law and order the number one thing that makes a civilization? How is that not a priority in this town? How are these officers fleeing for suburban forces because the pay is better there? The pay should be better in Dallas.
You know, I don't get it either. When you look at how much money a huge city like Dallas spends, I mean, we so many projects and public beautifications, multi-millions of dollars. Police officers ought to be extremely well paid.
Yes.
That's how you attract people to a dangerous, sometimes thankless job.
Yes.
Is you pay them lots of money. What voter is against paying police officers? That's one of the things that every politician gets out there and starts talking about, right? Teachers and police officers. So it's not the voters who are against paying them, right?
Right.
If they did a 1% sales tax in Dallas to pay police officers, and then every officer's making, I don't know, what's good for a police officer? 80 grand a year? It's pretty good, right?
Right.
Why can't we do that?
I don't know.
Sounds good.
And by the way, if we keep losing officers and response times get up to 10 minutes or 15 minutes and they can't staff this park or that neighborhood, watch the city start to crumble.
Mm-hmm.
Because then people don't want to hang out at Clyde Warren, and they don't want to go on the Katy Trail, and they don't want to go play in their neighborhood, and they don't want to walk anywhere at night, and suddenly everything starts to suffer. And I don't know how our city government doesn't see that.
Maybe we need to have a mayor roundtable and get just Mayor Rawlings in on our roundtable. But when was the last time we visited with the mayor?
Yeah, we need to get him up here.
Let's get him up here for a couple segments. See if you can... You still have his number, Fernando?
I do. Talked to him.
Ooh.
I talk to the mayor all the time.
That's cocky.
He's not even your mayor.
Yes, he is.
No, he isn't. You live out in BFE, where they don't have a mayor.
But he likes me better than you guys.
They just have a guy who has the biggest gun. Dallas Zoo has a giraffe that's going to have a baby giraffe.
That's weird.
Mm-hmm.
Mark that.
Whoa, wait a second.
Gosh,
you know, we had this, the giraffe April that had her baby and everybody.
Blah, 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 blah.
Wow. What a defeat that is. This is a sweet story that families can gather around the radio and listen to.
Another giraffe story.
So anyway, there's a giraffe at the Dallas Zoo that's going to shoot a calf out of its vagina. And kids are excited about this. Katie is the giraffe's name. She's been pregnant since February of 2016. That's a long gestation period.
That's how long they're pregnant for?
Yes.
Really?
Yes, she's expected to give birth in mid to late May.
Why does it take them so long for the necks to form properly?
I think so. I got to notify the next kin, which is a long process in giraffe land. Please don't move. This will be Katie and her husband Tobogo's third calf. It's going to be the first giraffe calf since 2015. Now, 2 years ago, Katie gave birth to Kipenzi. As 4 million people watched live online and on Animal Planet, Katie's the birth of Kipenzi. Drew that many people. And 3 months later, Kipenzi was playing in the yard with her half-brother, Capano, when she ran straight into a wall and broke her neck.
Yeah, that was unfortunate.
Mm. Oh.
That was giraffe Harry Carey.
Can you imagine being the kids that are sitting there on the observation platform? Oh, look, it's running, Mommy. Look, it's... Oh, good God! Sweet giraffe, Jesus, look! It's got a broken neck. It's all flopped over. It's getting up trying to walk.
Oh, God.
Well, if the giraffes are such a big deal, why don't we just rename the Dallas Zoo and call it Jurassic Park?
That's okay.
Thank you. You never support me on a joke, Gordon Keith. Never.
Well, I just find it a little bit insulting.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a graphic artist, and so, of course, I work on
Macs.
See,
then you try to one-up me, and that's not as good as mine. Jurassic Park was better.
Arkansas. Would that be boring, by the way, a park with nothing but giraffes?
Yes, it'd be incredibly boring.
Wrong.
I don't know. They seem to be all hung up on giraffes.
That's weird.
This whole country is.
This country is not hung up on giraffes. And Arkansas has committed a double execution, first in 17 years.
Hey, did I hear they used the electric chair?
What? No.
Oh, okay.
Mm-mm. No, good. Jack Jones was killed at 7:25 last night in the Cummins unit. And then, a few hours later, Marcel Williams was put to death. Now, Marcel tried to get his execution delayed because he said that they had a hard time killing Jack Jones just a few hours before. That apparently they spent 40 minutes looking for a vein in his neck to shoot the death drugs in.
That's where they shoot it, the neck? I thought it was the arm.
Well, they ended up finding someplace, I think, in his arm.
Why didn't they start there?
But they looked for a central line into his neck.
Ugh.
Before placing it elsewhere on his body. And they say that Mr. Jones gulped for air during the execution.
Gosh, stop it.
What? Well, some people may be listening and they may not know what an execution is.
Well, they don't need to hear that. It's the end of a human's life, and you're just making a big joke about it.
I'm not making a big joke. I'm providing audio support.
You're making funny noises, and he's laughing. How's that not a joke?
He's not treating it respectfully by laughing.
All right, we got to do birthdays.
I'm doing nothing but audio support, and the P1s appreciate it. Al Pacino is 77. 77. Wow. Bjorn Ulvaeus of
the Swedish rock group ABBA is 72. And here they are with Dancing Queen.
Talia Shire is 72. That's Rocky's Adrian.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Hank Azaria is 53 from The Simpsons. He's the voice of Homer and a bunch of others.
He was also great in Ray Donovan.
By the way, Simpsons news?
Mm-hmm.
I believe on Friday it's confirmed, isn't it, Fernando?
Finally coming to
it's
an
confirmed.
End.
Confirmed.
No, no, not finally coming to an end. On Friday, in studio, Nancy Cartwright, the voice of Bart Simpson.
Yeah. That's great.
Will be in studio.
Very right. Cool.
Andy Bell of Erasure is 53. Once saw him perform in a tutu. Renee Zellweger, 48.
Katie's own.
Jason. Hey, guys. Jason Lee is 47.
Mm-hmm.
Tim Duncan, 41.
Oh, greatness.
He's pretty good.
And formerly the most handsome cowboy, Darren Woodson, is 48 today. Happy birthday, Darren.
All right, that's Muse, 7:34 on the ticket of Gordo's Corner, brought to us by Load Bearing Wall Pros and Baker Brothers Plumbing and Air.
Thanks, Craig. Okay, Aaron Moran, TV's Joni, from Joni Loves Chachi, and then there was one other TV show that she was on. I can't remember what it was.
Happy Days?
Yeah, that's it. Aaron Moran passed away at the age of 56 on Saturday, found dead in her home in southern Indiana. And Craig was calling on all of us, forcing us to wildly speculate as to the cause of death.
Which you did.
Yes, I said of natural causes.
No.
Probably due to a broken heart.
No, you said just wait till the toxicology report comes out.
That tone of voice. That was George's whole take.
No.
Toxicology is going to have the story.
I don't care about that. I was just saddened to hear that she was gone. Sweet little Joni.
Sunday, was she sweet?
Yeah, she was kind of sassy, I guess. And she was part of a great show, a great feel-good show.
She looked like she'd kind of lived a hard life.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't know that back when I was a kid watching Happy Days.
You think
though.
She ever smoked a cigarette?
Oh, my God.
Dude.
Did she ever not smoke a cigarette?
Jeez. By the way, Aaron Moran, any relation, Jer?
Not that I'm aware of.
Interesting. But you may be related to her.
I could be related to a lot of people. I could be related to you.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That'd you're adopted. Funny.
How do you like them apples?
Have you, did you do the track down? I know
I've
a few
poked
years
around
ago.
A little bit, but not too deep.
Do you want to know, or are you still kind of on the fence, so you...
If I come across it, great. If not, I'll be all right.
God, how weird would that be if you did find out we were brothers?
That would be so weird.
Wouldn't it be weird having such a handsome brother?
I'd be so entitled to half of your estate.
I don't know if you got it exactly right there.
You could be like stepbrothers and get bunk beds and
oh, Jared and I would have more room for activities.
Yeah.
Put my sack on your drums.
Gosh, that movie's funny.
Who would you least like to be related to up here at the ticket?
Guess Norm.
Whoa. No. I was asking Jer, but boy, you're jumping
Norm
in with a quick
second
answer.
Father, sir. He's like a father to me.
Go ahead and say it, Jer. Say what you want to say.
What do I want to say?
I don't know. Just say
Fernando.
No, I wasn't going to say Fernando. I'm sure Fernando's a fine father, and I would be honored to have him as a father as well.
I'm not talking about that. Your father.
God bless
you,
Jer.
They could be like your brother.
Well, that'd be Donovan.
Okay.
Ooh, there he goes, playing that humor.
Well, what if you did find out that you and Donovan were a 100% match?
Well, it wouldn't be 100%.
Siblings. Why not?
At least 1% wouldn't quite be the same.
What do you mean by that?
The outside 1%.
I'm so insane right now. The outside 1%. What does that mean? Anyway.
Maybe 2% down there.
Chair. You have a... You're pretty open about having a smaller...
No.
Yeah, you don't run, open, you don't run from it, do you?
I can't. It's attached to me.
God.
Well, he's full of them, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, didn't you say it looks like an acorn resting on top of a beanbag?
No, you say that about once every 3 days.
Let's say it once. Erin Moran,
back to
her
Moran.
Cause of death.
Yes, please.
Indeed. So a subsequent autopsy. I always like how they say that. Like there would be any other kind of autopsy on Erin Moran other than one that was subsequent to her death. A subsequent autopsy revealed that Erin Moran likely died of complications of stage 4 cancer.
Oh, no.
Isn't that disturbing?
No illegal narcotics found at her residence.
Much to your dismay.
Yeah, George.
What wild speculation
charges?
That was by you the other day.
I did not.
Y'all get ready for this one, okay?
No, I've never spoken that.
You've never seen a toxicology report like this.
Toxology, what?
Whatever.
Don't say whatever in my fake voice when it's you saying whatever. Anyway, so yeah, I didn't know she had the cancer. And this story does not say what kind of cancer.
It almost sounds like she didn't know she had it.
Really?
I'm just making that up.
Well, okay. George, get on to him. You're against people wildly speculating.
But nobody heard of her having it treated, right?
I didn't, so it must not have been true.
No, I'm saying so maybe it snuck up on her in the form of death.
Well, how bad would that be? But I guess, is that not...
Can happen.
Maybe a better way. Have you ever known someone who died of cancer and no one knew they had cancer? Not their doctor, they didn't, their family didn't?
I've known of people who found out and then like a week or two later died.
Right.
But I don't think I've ever known anybody... who died and had no idea, but I'm sure that happens.
Well, there's been some cases of people dying of cancer, but their family didn't tell them they had cancer because they were like old and maybe their mind wasn't there. And
right.
It's like, okay, well.
The hell is going on with Caitlyn Jenner?
Well, that's kind of an odd transition.
Yeah, I wish we knew.
She's had a ton of Botox or something.
Yeah, that's what I meant. It's an odd transition that she's making here. I think she looks pretty good.
She's on the Regis and Kathy Lee. Or I guess he hadn't been there in like 10 years.
Yeah, Regis.
The beasting victim.
Regis has been in the ground for 7 years.
No, he's still with us.
Oh. Didn't she look pretty good?
Well,
she's like 70.
I know. She looks good for 70, but she looks different, like in the last month.
A lot of face work.
You want to hear what she's saying? Pot her up.
Really, really tough times. I thought I was going to transition before I'm 40.
Right.
You know, I don't want to be an old lady.
Right.
You know, and
that's Bruce Jenner talking.
I got to 39 and I just couldn't go any further. You know,
right.
I had been on hormones for 4.5 years. I had, you know, I went through electrolysis. I was doing all these things, kind of preparing myself for this. And I just got there and couldn't do it. Just couldn't go any further. It wasn't time.
It wasn't
It just wasn't time. Time in society, time for me.
I did not
I had kids
that.
To raise. I had all those types of things.
Until I
And then, you know, fortunately I found Chris and she really got me out of my hole. I mean, it was, she was very, very good.
Vulgar.
By the way, John, I have to compliment you on, what is it?
Two on food, two on three.
You did good at the end, baby.
Who is that dude hosting John Leguizamo?
I watched it a bunch of times, and I said, hey, you came through on that.
Hey, you came through on that thing there.
I can't talk because my friends have so much facial surgery.
Why I talk like this, but I do. I'm Caitlyn Jenner. Hey, you see? The wise guy, right?
Aaron Moran.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Of severe cancer of the stage. Stage four. So stage four is the second to worst stage. Isn't that right? Stage four means it's spread to surrounding areas.
Yeah, I
stage
guess.
Three is lymph nodes. Stage two is...
When I hear stage four, I think that's the end.
Yeah, I thought four was the highest. I thought stage five was. I didn't think there was a five.
Is five just death? Then you officially go to stage five?
I don't think they give you a stage
for
that.
Yeah, there are only stages 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Oh, really?
Yep. Hmm.
Anyway.
Well, with her, wouldn't they have said stage five if she immediately died from it?
I guess everyone would die of stage five then. So, yeah, stage four... You're saying, you know what's confusing, though, is I think the stages then have breakdowns within those, like stage 4B. Mm. I swear that there's, like, further divisions in the stages, which makes me crazy. They just need more stages and not need to divide up the...
Yeah.
I think you're thinking of apartments, like 4A, 4B.
Yeah, you know what? And that always confused me, too. Just, we have more numbers, just use more numbers.
Yeah, you're right. It says sometimes letters A, B, or C are used to further divide the categories.
See? We don't need more division in the nation right now.
And we also have letters T, N, and M that further divide it. So you can have stage M1A lung cancer.
Oh, my goodness. That's a freaky one. You ever known someone who never smoked a day in their life that gets lung cancer? I've known a few people like that.
I've heard about it.
There's no justice in the world.
No.
For some reason, I think of lung cancer as being the cancer that needs to respect the fact that it can only be a behavior-related cancer.
Yeah.
They were inseparable.
Good Lord. And then, you remember I told you the story of the judge up there in New York who went out walking. She was the first Muslim African-American high-ranking judge on a court of appeals, I think she was. Remember this? And she was found dead, floating in the river. And they said it was a suicide. They felt it was a suicide.
I don't remember that.
God, I can't believe you don't remember this. I reported it just a couple weeks ago. Now they're saying that they're treating it as suspicious. They do not think it was a suicide. Very high profile African American Islamic judge, Muslim judge.
Hmm.
And now they're saying it may be suspicious up there in New York. Dun dun dun. Hit
it
the stinger.
Maybe suspicious.
Well, they think it is suspicious. They're treating it as suspicious. And then we get the report as to what the two guys that Arkansas killed, as we do a death segment here, what they requested for their last meals. Interested?
So the last guy from Arkansas, or the first guy put to death in this run of eight deaths, or deaths to be carried out.
I think these are the second and third.
Yeah. The first guy, his last meal was communion.
Yes.
I'm guessing numbers 2 and 3 didn't go quite as holy.
No. The first dude they killed, last name of Jones, from Arkansas.
Uh-oh.
He requested a last meal of fried chicken, potato logs with tartar sauce. What's potato logs with tartar sauce? Beef jerky bites. He didn't want the full strip. He didn't have time for the full strips.
Are potato logs like those little Ore-Ida potato sticks? They're not fries, but they're not potatoes.
Aren't those tater tots?
No.
Isn't a tater tot a potato log?
How are you going to keep tots fresh?
It's a longer tot.
A potato log is a longer tot.
Yes.
So a tot is a potato stump.
A tot is a potato log chopped in half.
3 Butterfingers.
God, really?
What?
3.
He loves Butterfingers. A chocolate milkshake with Butterfinger pieces in it.
Okay.
And fruit punch.
Yeah, a little vitamin C.
Yes.
And a draft choice. And an abortion.
Well.
And then the second dude that they killed last night, he requested 3 pieces of fried chicken, banana pudding, nachos with chili cheese and jalapeno peppers, 2 Mountain Dews, and potato logs with ketchup.
Wow, they love their potato logs in Arkansas.
I've never even heard of potato logs.
They look like potato wedges, according to the internet.
Beans, cornbread, collard greens, I'm good.
What do you think that's like for those guys eating their last meal? What's going through their mind?
It's got to be hard to enjoy it.
Are they savoring the taste of the chili cheese
trying
nachos?
To stretch it out as long as possible.
Or are
well,
they...
Well, I don't think that they... Like, there's no law
8 hours
that,
to eat it?
Yeah, there's no law that... Well, we can't put him to death until he's finished eating and he's really chewing his food.
He's been working those beef jerky bites for 2 weeks now.
Yeah. Then everyone would, like, order beef jerky and, like, hard-to-eat items.
Everybody on death row would still be eating right now. All right, thank you
for
that.
Or do you watch your weight? Is there any criminal who, at his execution, is watching his calorie intake, and so he says
no,
that he just wants a salad with the dressing on the side? These men are dead now.
Indeed.
So all that food went to waste.
And that is the corner. It's 9:35 on the ticket.